But I didn't mind. We were at the beach one day, and she said, "Are we just going to date the rest of our lives, or are we going to get married?" Didn't know that was an option. I sure. Yeah. And I prepared a wonderful house for her. It was free rent in Granger. It's not the end of the world, but you can definitely see it from there. She cried all the way back home after I showed her the house. Because if you dropped something, you would always have to run to the middle of the house. Because that's where it would end up. It doesn't matter. It was all about ready to cave in. I'm a very, very, very lucky person. For 17 years, I was able to get out of bed and go play every day. And that's so awesome. In your job, if you have a job, you're in the wrong field. You need to get up and be excited to go to work. It needs to be fun. And it was. And then life happens. You know, about 2 weeks before school started, you know, we found out I had an aneurysm, and my aorta was about twice the size it was supposed to be, and I went through that whole mess, and then a couple months later, I must have thrown some clots or something, because they like your blood real thin. Yeah, I threw some clots. And wound up with a stutter. So I'm rather short on content and long on time when I talk. But I get through it. You ever wondered why there are really, really bad people in the world? Really terrible people that do terrible things. There was a very terrible man in Luke 8:26. Story starts. Christ, he arrives in the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to the land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils, had long time been in him, and he was wearing no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in tombs. He lived with the dead people. He was completely insane. He had no control over him. They had him chained there, and he was under guard. And he would break those chains. Christ went over and he talked to him. And immediately the demons started talking to Christ. And the demons said, don't throw us back to the abyss. We don't want to go back there. Maybe it was hot, I don't know. But send us maybe into those pigs over there. Well, you can tell what the devil was hoping. That's the livelihood of this whole town is these pigs. Christ says, yeah, go into the pigs. Into the pigs, over the cliff. But why was there so many demons in this one person? There were so many. You know, we don't have to be bad people growing up to become such great people at an older age. You don't have to go through that. Always keep Christ in your life. Always. Don't allow the devil to take hold. And that's what this man did. Jesus begins to leave and he says, I want to go with you. Jesus says, no. You go amongst your people. Tell them your story. Tell them your testimony. Christ is asking you to do the same. Tell them your testimony. Because of that testimony, the whole town was baptized. Now do you know why there were so many demons in that one man? The devil knew the danger of that one man. What he would do there at war. And the devil is at war with Christ. If you feel like miracles aren't happening in your life, perhaps you're not on the front line of the fight. Each one of you has had miracles in your life. I know I'm here for a reason. Well, little John and not so smart Tim would come into shop class every day. Little John would shuffle in. One day I was doing a demonstrating brakes on a car. And there was quite a few students hovering around. We were kind of jammed up because there was another car. It was a Hyundai, new company that had just started. And they donate brand new cars. And it was in the way. And I said, man, who parked that car there? Well, little John just kind of bent down, grabbed the fender, stood up, walked backwards, dropped the car. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. He said, okay? Yeah, okay. Little John was big, but he was slow. He was very slow. He was like 18 and I don't think he couldn't read. I asked him one day, you play football? No. He didn't do much of anything. Nobody expected anything of little John at all. I was in the tool room. I had to have the room locked, and then everything had to be signed out because within 3 days of school you would have no tools because they would all wind up in the students' cars, and gone. So I had to make sure I had tools in there, and I was in the tool room, and I heard Tim and little John going at it. Oh, no. And then on the wall, all the tools went. Oh. I should probably head out there faster. And I did. And here's little John, with his fist in the middle of Tim's chest. And he's pushing. He's just holding him there with one hand. And Tim is just kicking and cursing quite well. And he can't reach him. And he can't. His little John is way too big. And I didn't want to really make him any madder than he was. So I didn't think tackling him was the right thing to do. So I said, John, what's wrong? Tim doesn't like me. Obvious. You want Tim to like you? Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? Kill him. John, if you kill him, he definitely won't like you. Tim has stopped kicking by now and is just kind of hoping. He's blacking out is what he's doing. And I'm got my hand on John's hand and his shoulder, and I go, John, if you kill him, he won't like you, and then you'll be back up the creek again. Oh, wham! After a bit, Tim started cussing at him again, and Tim never learned much from that. But I really got in to little John's life, where he came from, his home, why he was the way he was. He came from a terrible home. And he did terrible things. He said to me one day, he says, are you one of the Jesus people? So you mean a Christian? Yeah, I'm a Christian. And we talked about it. I wish my dad or like you. I never talked about that to the students. But you can live your life and say volumes about Christ. Little John, went back up the creek. I think it was something that had happened at home. He and his dad got in a fight or something. His dad, bad drinker. And he went back up the creek. Every once in a while, I'll be in Portland and I'll meet one of my old students there. I was only there for 2 years. But every great once in a while, I'll see one. And it is a wonderful reunion to see them, because they knew I was different than all the other teachers. I didn't cuss at them. I didn't treat them wrong. Didn't hit them with 2x4s, anything like that. Another story. Last thing I want you to remember. Doesn't matter where you've been. It matters where you're going. Keep on the path. Don't give up. Never give up.